We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, what is going on, Colts Nation? We have some breaking news today. The Indianapolis Colts have placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr., worth $21.8 million. So the first time the Indianapolis Colts have done so, placed a franchise tag on a player in Chris Ballard's tenure, and the first time since 2013. When they did so with Pat McAfee. And so overall, you know, we did a video right before this. And of course, right after we finished recording, the news came out of what kind of tag it was. And so it's a non-exclusive tag. So here's kind of how the non-exclusive tag works when it comes to this. So basically, the Indianapolis Colts will allow Michael Pittman to go out into free agency. And if a team offers him, you know, a more of a deal, the Indianapolis Colts have a chance to match that. And so that makes a lot of sense. And so obviously these two groups couldn't come together on a long-term extension right now. If a team does sign Michael Pittman and the Colts choose not to match it, the Colts will actually earn two first-round picks as well. So that's definitely an interesting thing there. I don't know if there's a team that would pay Michael Pittman that much, especially considering number one, the contract, and number two, the compensation, you know, the two first-round picks as well. But franchise tag, it often serves guys as kind of a long-term deal before the deadline in mid-July. And so that's kind of how that works.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, I don't necessarily think a team would pay Pittman that much. Maybe they would pay him that much, but I don't think that they would risk, you know, the Indianapolis Colts getting two first-round picks from it as well. But I guess we'll see. But, I mean, the good thing is it's not like Pittman and the Colts aren't negotiating right now. You know, there are a lot of optimism that the two sides will get a deal done at some point here before that deadline. And so that definitely is a good thing. And it's great to know that Michael Pittman, more than likely, he is going to be an Indianapolis Colt in 2024 and moving forward. So that's definitely a great thing. And again, it's definitely a little bit interesting to see kind of the type of tag the Colts did you know, decide to tag him with, and maybe that is sort of some leverage for them and saying, hey, you know what, like if Pittman's wanting somewhere around $25 million and there's not a team willing to pay him that much, maybe the Colts get a little bit of a discount there. Maybe that's kind of part of the reasoning. But again, do feel like the Colts will be optimistic that, you know, there will be a long-term deal done with Michael Pittman at some point. And again, he has been your offense. And so that makes sense overall for the Indianapolis Colts. So regardless of what kind of tag it is, the fact is that the Colts have slapped Michael Pittman with the franchise tag. And so let us know your thoughts overall, guys, here on Michael Pittman getting the non-exclusive tag from the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I've talked about it before, guys. He has basically been your offense the last number of years. He is so valuable to what you do. And again, we'll see if the Indianapolis Colts and Michael Pittman Jr. can find some common ground when it comes to an actual deal here coming up in the next couple months. But I guess the good thing is right now that allows Indianapolis a little bit more time to negotiate and hammer out a deal with Michael Pittman Jr. so that he really doesn't have the opportunity to hit free agency. Although if a team does offer him an amount of money, the Colts will have a chance to match that as well. So they kind of put themselves in a very interesting position there. So we'll see on that. But guys, let me know your overall thoughts here on Michael Pittman Jr., Indianapolis Colts, the Colts slapping him with a franchise tag, non-exclusive. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.